The Twelve Caesars by Caius Suetonius Tranquillus, translated by Alexander Thomson, M.D. Narrated by Clive Chafer. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Caius Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar, the divine, lost his father when he was in the 16th year of his age, and the year following, being nominated to the office of High Priest of Jupiter, he repudiated Cossutia, who was very wealthy, although her family belonged only to the equestrian order, and to whom he had been contracted when he was a mere boy. He then married Cornelia, the daughter of Cinna, who was 4 times consul, and had by her shortly afterwards a daughter named Julia. Resisting all the efforts of the dictator Sylla to induce him to divorce Cornelia, he suffered the penalty of being stripped of his sacerdotal office, his wife's dowry, and his own patrimonial estates, and being identified with the adverse faction, was compelled to withdraw from Rome. After changing his place of concealment nearly every night, although he was suffering from a quartan ague, and having effected his release by bribing the officers who had tracked his footsteps, he at length obtained a pardon through the intercession of the Vestal Virgins and of Mamercus Aemilius and Aurelius Cotta, his near relatives. We are assured that when Sylla, having withstood for a while the entreaties of his own best friends, persons of distinguished rank, at last yielded to their importunity, he exclaimed, either by a divine impulse or from a shrewd conjecture, "Your suit is granted, and you may take him among you. But know," he added, "that this man, for whose safety you are so extremely anxious, will, some day or other, be the ruin of the party of the nobles, in defence of which you are leagued with me. For in this one Caesar you will find many a Marius." His first campaign was served in Asia on the staff of the praetor Marcus Thermus, and being dispatched into Bithynia to bring thence a fleet, he loitered so long at the court of Nicomedes as to give occasion to reports of a criminal intercourse between him and that prince, which received additional credit from his hasty return to Bithynia under the pretext of recovering a debt due to a freed man, his client. The rest of his service was more favourable to his reputation. And when Mitylene was taken by storm, he was presented by Thermus with the civic crown. He served also in Cilicia under Servilius Isauricus, but only for a short time, as upon receiving intelligence of Sylla's death, he returned with all speed to Rome, in expectation of what might follow from a fresh agitation set on foot by Marcus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?